By the time she was 7, Lovato was a working actress, appearing on Barney and Friends, where she met future pop star Selena Gomez. In her teens, the Texan was a familiar face on the Disney Channel, but she was already in the throes of depression. In high school, Lovato began drinking heavily. By 17, she was using cocaine. While on tour with the Jonas Brothers for Camp Rock 2 in 2010, Lovato's partying and reckless behavior, she punched backup dancer Alex Welch in the face, prompted her first stint in rehab at the age of 18. In the years since, Lovato has been outspoken about the issues that plagued her. In treatment, she was diagnosed with bipolar disorder, in addition to substance abuse. She is bulimic and has engaged in self-harm. Still, sources say she made steady progress until recently, staying in a sober living home for a time and attending 12-step meetings. So grateful for another year of joy, health, and happiness, she tweeted in March, to mark 6 years of sobriety. It is possible. But the pressure to stay healthy took a toll. Demi never wanted to be a role model, says a longtime friend. Her sobriety was a fight every single day, and Lovato began to resent the protective bubble around her. After she finally got clean, her team treated her like she was a kid, says the friend. Over the last year, she wanted more freedom and started breaking away. Though she was able to go out with friends and refrain from alcohol and drugs at first, it was a very slippery slope, the friend continues. In recent months, loved ones began seeing red flags, especially after Lovato severed ties with friends who had helped her get clean and split from her life coach, Mike Bayer. The disease Demi has is a vicious liar, says the source. It's been telling her for some time that she can use just a little, just one or two drinks. It led to her believing in the myth of moderation and controlled consumption, which absolutely does not work if you are an addict. The setback comes just as Lovato has reached new heights as a performer. After flaming out in her teens, the singer feared her career was over, and she continued using even after she completed treatment in 2011. Loved ones staged multiple interventions and finally gave her an ultimatum. Everyone was like, "We are no longer going to leave. We are leaving," she told British TV host Jonathan Ross. "That was the moment when I thought, okay, I really need to get help and get sober. This time I knew I just needed to do this for myself." Another motivation was losing access to her half-sister, Madison De La Garza, 16. "My mom said I couldn't see her if I was still doing stuff," she told Ross. Lovato also has an older sister, Dallas, 30.